Yo, we're already starting this bitch.
60 feet in the air with his fucking axe base.
No way.
Yeah.
You gotta raise your voice just a little bit.
Had blood fucking.
Dude, when he has the blood, when Gene Simmons has the blood coming out of his mouth.
It's so sweet.
Are you talking about when
he'll start shredding?
Yeah.
And then at the end,
it's like these little pack.
They smashed their guitars. It was sweet.
It's probably catchy.
That is kind of nice.
How many guitars do you think they have to bring to smash one every concert?
Well, the microphone hat was like
a couple of them.
That much, and
probably
it was just picks. It was just picks that they stuck in there, so that when they threw them out, they could just grab another one and just
go to town, just start playing guitar again. Yeah, dude. Spencer before that happened, he's like, I have to go to the bathroom. So him and his mom went, and he looked at me. He's like, call me, or he's like, have your mom call my mom if Gene Simmons starts spitting blood. So as soon as he leaves, Gene Simmons walks out on stage by himself. And I went, are you kidding me? Spencer didn't come back through the whole thing of him with the blood coming out. And then he finally comes back after. I was like, dude, you just missed the entire thing. And he goes, no, I didn't. Somebody let me in their suite. He was in somebody random suite right above us. Just Jeez. Watching it from it. That's and then sweet. As soon as it was done, he walked out and came back down to where sweet. We were sitting. And he's just, ah.
That's awesome.
Gene Simmons is crazy.
Kansas is at Lancaster Festival.
That's I know. Sweet. My dad's a driver for one of the singers of a band. I don't know who it is.
Isn't she kind of hot?
Yeah, very hot. But I don't know what.
Country singer girl?
Yeah, I don't know where he's driving her to and from, though.
To and fro?
Because she's gonna come with the band.
I know he has to drive her to get her hair done.
Yeah, he said if she has like a hair appointment, but like
he might have to get some sloppy top.
A little top on the side.
Maybe.
He's like, hey, over here.
What if he just crashes?
This fucking kills you.
Crashes the fuck out of the car. So weed.
Well, this would charge a phone. I didn't think Brian brought it back in.
Trash. What are we gonna name the podcast?
That's my cord.
I thought this was Lucas left this here.
No, that's mine.
Name the podcast. What's the podcast name?
What are we naming the podcast?
I thought it was Lucas.
Are we naming it Trash Cast?
Vincent, I haven't moved it.
Treasure
Trove.
Are we naming the podcast? I thought I lost
it. Dude, it might have to be the Treasure Trove because that's what my shed's gonna be called. Is the Treasure Trove.
The podcast name.
Okay, I'm done.
The treasure trove would be crazy.
Trevor Trove number one.
Episode one pilot.
Dude, you're gonna walk into my shed and it's gonna be like tie-dye flags everywhere and a big couch and beanbag. No, it's only gonna be beanbags.
Hey, we gotta introduce.
And I know there's gonna be a tree stump table. You know how they make like one of them hoes?
Yeah.
Beanbags all around it. There's gonna be a nice tiger print rug.
It's gonna be like nice colored walls.
There's gonna be a big table you can just kind of set like your pig on and stuff.
Alright, you gotta put a bar.
It's community, so there's probably gonna be.
You gotta put a bar in the shed.
Nobody's getting hammered in my shed.
That's the tripping shed.
No,
is there a cum toilet?
Shit toilet.
Listen, we need to introduce ourselves.
Jake Richards.
Aiden.
Reed Smith.
Weed Sniffer.
Tyler Mugg.
Alex Famous.
Jackson Ryan. Welcome to Jax. Jax. Name the podcast Jax House.
It always goes off over at Jax. We have to do one podcast every time we come to Jax.
Okay, but he leaves in like a month.
Weed Sniff My Balls.
Over a month. Yeah, but then you could just like move it to like your house.
And it's like Aiden.
Rename it Aiden's House. Aiden.
We could just do a spinoff from Jax House.
Aiden. Yeah,
like the Cleveland Brown show.
I'm not driving.
Yeah, nobody wants to drive up there to do that.
Yeah, you do.
Unless you're providing bud.
Yeah, you gotta have bud.
If you want us to
and
buy.
Gas money.
Find your hat, Aiden.
you better be providing gas, man.
Gas and
I'm talking about for my car.
2 cents of gas.
I'm talking about car gas.
I'm talking about after the service gas.
Yeah, I'm gonna come back when I'm like 35.
Are you really? 35? You'll be 35?
No. I mean, I'll come back. But, like, I'll be done when I'm, like, 35.
Retired.
And then I'll...
No, that's what I meant. Like, you'll be
what
done.
Are you gonna
38.
Do
and then I'll be, like...
38, motherfucker.
You could go work at a hospital.
38, motherfucker.
Put the capper on there.
And then, hey, we're gonna take like a handful of fucking edibles just.
Send him home.
This is what we're gonna do. This is what we're gonna do right here.
Just give him the old Nate special. Just
it'll be like Squidward.
And then we'll all just.
And he goes into the thing with all the Krabby Patties and just starts fucking chucking them.
He starts looking like Ashley.
Dude, Aaron is not gonna approve of the shed. I'll tell you that.
Oh, she'll be fucking fine.
Dude, she'll be okay.
You think I give a shit about?
She's not gonna be able to kick us out.
One of my kids is gonna walk into the shed and I'm gonna be like,
OD.
No. In a spacesuit.
No,
with it like unzipped all the way down.
I'm telling you right.
Hanging out.
I was like, Dick
hanging out, housewives on the thigh. Dude, is Aaron actually gonna be here all day tomorrow?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so we're definitely coming over to later tomorrow.
Okay, but listen.
We'll give you
like the day part.
But we're coming over nighttime.
When I get off.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, when I get off,
I'm coming over. We'll give you the day part with Aaron. But like, other than that,
dude, she's gonna be so she might honestly break up with me if you guys come here.
Good.
Bro, she sent me a text that said if the boys come over, I'm gonna be pissed.
No, she didn't.
Because every time she comes over, you guys are here.
Boy.
It's literally every single time.
Dude, she has the day part with you tomorrow. And then
always says, they better not be coming over. And then, like, 2 seconds later, I hear, like, the SWAT team just kick open my door. And you guys are just, like, escorted. You guys, like, rappel through my ceiling. We're like, Jax.
We're coming in.
I was like, ooh. But then, I'm like,
yeah, but then she's mad for like 5 minutes and then she's fine. Every time.
He just uploaded another one 44 minutes ago.
Charlemagne the God.
Oh, I don't want to watch that one.
Penis.
I ain't watching that one. That one's gonna be bad. Like bro, can I smell you?
Syrup ass boy.
Oh, dude, he does smell like syrup.
I told you.
You smell it when he walks by.
He secretes syrup.
Secreting syrup.
Bro, I lost my number from my zero.
What's up, podcast listeners?
Found it.
What's up, podcast listeners?
Shut the fuck up.
What's up?
You say it's pouring?
Yeah, it's lightning out there, man.
Wait, it could have just been a lightning storm.
We gotta fight them. Fight those lightning storms away.
No, I'm not going outside.
Shut up.
Oh my god, Alex.
Shut up.
Wait, is that a butthole on your head?
No, but there's one on
Yeah, Alex does have a butthole on his
head. Like that?
I can see one on
his head. Is that nice?
No, you can't.
I'll do it again for you.
I can see one on his head right now.
I don't have a
there's a big old fucking chocolate starfish sitting on top of your cranium.
Jake, can you confirm that?
Safety.
That's just shit in his fucking pants.
On the podcast.
On the gang!
On the gang!
That's on the gang!
On the gang!
Mr. Burry has a.
Oh yeah, dude, we did roll up next to Mr. Burry and Paige walking out of the high school, and Isaac has his shirt off, and we stop, and he looks out the window, he goes, oh no, that's a cute couple right there, and Mr. Paige turns around like he's ready to scream at somebody, and Mr. Burry sees us, he's like, hey, and he walks up, he puts his arm on my window, like, he was like in my truck. And he goes, why do you have no shirt on rolling around with a guy all sweaty listening to rock music? And we go, well, I don't know. And he goes, all right, well, I'm going to leave you two alone. We just drove away. And then Mr. Page started screaming at some girl that got out of summer school, I'm pretty sure. Because I saw him turn around.
Dick.
He's not, dude, he's a savage.
Dude, I
talked to
me
for like, I never, like, experienced.
He's a savage.
The story's neat.
When we were in middle school, we definitely deserved what we got. Maybe not some of it, but most of it.
Bullshit.
The stuff about like the prune, no, definitely
bro,
not
I
that
got
stuff.
So much. I was in lunch for like 3 weeks the entire year.
Dude, they were just after us because they took football players way too seriously.
Yeah, it was,
if I you got, played football, you were like, if you played football, you were like the president, and you literally couldn't do anything without getting shit all by the public.
You guys remember when I got suspended for a game?
Yeah.
Do you remember you guys telling Austin and Matt Bates to grab Brittany Scarberry's ass?
No.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I
don't remember that at all.
Okay, well, I wasn't allowed at like the field or anything. So like the next day, I got called into Mr. Burry's office, and like
screamed at for it. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't remember this. I don't think I was a part of it.
He was like, what? I was like, I was suspended. I wasn't allowed at the field. He was like, oh. You just let me go. I was just like,
dude, if we did, I mean, if somebody did something wrong, he just instantly assumed it was our group. Because most, 90% of the time it was us.
Dude, Taran caused havoc.
He literally ate. Did you hear about that?
Yeah,
dude,
eighth
grade. He ate 100 pages of a book.
We were friends with Sean Lynch and Chancey Irwin.
All hail Paul.
We walk around the school. Yeah, we.
Bird come out, scream at us.
Stop it!
Stop! We'd walk by the office straight to the cafeteria. Oh, there'd be like 50 of us in a convoy. Just, oh, hell, Paul.
I just remember
Mr. Bird come
running out. Quit!
We get louder and we get more aggressive as we like ran down the hallway.
And we just sprinted into the cafeteria.
Dude, no, the funniest thing, who was that little blonde kid that always ran away?
Gabe.
Gabe. Dude, Gabe. The funniest thing I've ever seen.
It was fucked up.
Isaac's about to, I was the helper for their class, and Isaac, they were doing their bottle rocket testing. And Isaac's about to launch his rocket, and he sets a little fuse on it. That kid runs out of school, starts running to us. Isaac's is about to launch. The kid runs over, kicks it over on the ground, and keeps running. And Isaac's just launches, like, down the street. And then he came back in, and Miss Hoy gave him a zero. Just because that kid came out and kicked it on the ground and launched it down the field.
Gabe was in my English class, and I remember he was getting mad at Miss Cassandra. She was one of our teachers, and she had a pair of scissors in his hand. He goes, I'm gonna fucking do it! I'm gonna do it!
Freshman like, year, he's just like stabbing himself.
Dude, Gabe kid did throw a desk. He threw a desk at a teacher the first day.
Miss Byrne. No, listen.
Yeah, Miss Byrne picked up a desk and.
Freshman history.
All I remember.
Freshman history.
I almost got stabbed.
Damian Cologne.
Pickett.
Damian Pickett.
What?
Where'd you get that from?
Damian Pickett. Dumb has ass. A pair of scissors.
He listen, he goes, I'm gonna stab you. I said, you're not gonna fucking stab me. He walks back to his desk, grabs scissors, fucking tries to stab me in the shoulder, and honestly, coolest thing I've ever still done. Jason Bourne his ass. Like, I had him pinned up against the fucking wall.
No, Damian Pickett came down on
nice
Aiden literally went, Aiden
yeah,
went,
nice
went and then slammed it and then like knocked his hand and took it out of his hand and like had it. And then the only thing Mr. Nicewalker said,
all,
then,
his,
no, yeah,
all his posters
he
got knocked off.
Me.
All his posters got knocked off.
He goes,
all
are you
nice
serious?
All Nicewalker said was, put my posters back up.
He just tried to stab me.
He was zooted every day. Oh you know God. He was, dude.
Dude,
you know he
did
he
come
was.
On 420, though.
Bro,
he did.
Me and Chad...
I know he did every year.
He always wears the weirdest stuff, bro.
Dude,
and every time I saw him coming out, like, during winter,
for
like 15 minutes, like, yeah, I look good. Okay,
during winter
lifting,
he came in and he had, like, one of those, your grandpa wears it.
Yeah.
He has one of those things on, and he wears one of those long fucking jackets.
Oh, like the, newsboy caps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me and Chaz went into his class one time with IHOP, like, halfway through his class, walked in with leftover IHOP, and all he said was, where's mine? He didn't question that we skipped his class for IHOP or anything. He just asked, where's IHOP?
How long are you even going?
Dude, I've never seen my
like almost 14 minutes.
I've never seen my grandpa on the same mat.
Really?
Those he's got.
Not even a rule of three.
Dude, Reed's stingy with it because he used to take mine and hit it like 12 times, and I'd watch him. I wouldn't say anything to see if he was disobeying the rules.
One.
He'd be over here going. And I was sitting in the back of the car watching him the whole time. I was leaning over against the side like, I was like, he's gonna do it. He's gonna keep going. And then he goes through one more. I said, Reed, give me my Nord back, you asshole. I seen you hit it like 7 times. He goes, bro, no, I haven't, cuz.
He did say that.
Dumbass.
No, I haven't, cuz.
Where's my phone at?
16. 12.
Close.
Right between you. It's crazy.
Me in the middle.
That's wild.
So, where do you go first? South Carolina, then Texas, then Georgia?
Yeah. Alright, so, the thing that happened, what was it, yesterday? Before you, Aaron was upstairs talking to my mom.
Yeah, I know, I was here.
Oh, yeah. So that, yeah.
Aiden was it.
I thought I came back after basic, but you don't. Unless, there's like one weird time you can, and it's like, if you finish basic right when they take a break, and that's like, it's like almost Christmas break time for like school, but then they don't come back till like January 5th, and that's when everybody goes back to their duty station. So I go straight from South Carolina, my family has to come down there, hang out with me for 24 hours, and then I go straight to Texas for 18 weeks. And then I don't think I get a visit after that one, and I just go straight to Georgia. But Georgia's only 3 weeks. And then I come home for like 2 weeks, and then I just get sent to somewhere shitty, probably. I want to go to Germany. Dude, if I get to Germany, I can just order a pint every day, chill out at my house, and watch TV and shoot guns. That's like all you do.
Right. Germany, though. Germany's nice.
Germany, Italy, or UK. Wouldn't be that bad.
Somewhere across seas.
Hopefully overseas. Because then I can drink.
In Turkey.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I saw his hometown hero sign for the first time today.
Really?
Yeah. Garrett Strang. It's like up on the downward hill. It's like up on the hill that...
You're going to have one of those.
They're going to see that. He's going to be like, dude, I'm going to be like, I guess all crazy.
Will you get one of you guys go cross-eyed for the picture?
I'll just go cheese. I'll be like,
just smile like this.
I went in to put my direct deposit form in, because wherever you go, there's gonna be a bank and you can,
yeah,
whatever. And she just talked to me about the money. Okay, one. She said her son went in.
Who's Gary?
She said her son was like 6'3". She said her son was like 6, like ginormous. And he wasn't, like, big. She said he weighed, like, 250, but he was, like, muscular. He was a linebacker. He went in to MEPS, and they didn't let him go in because they said his neck was too small.
Small neck boy.
How's your neck just going to be too small?
How's your neck too small? I bet his neck isn't any smaller than mine.
Exactly.
If Corey couldn't get in.
He could. I mean, I think it's proportionate to your...
Body,
your build, yeah. Because, I mean, I guess if you're 6-whatever, and your neck can fit, like, a ring around it. Well, you probably put your hands around it.
I want to get Cray drunk again.
He got poisoned. He's just...
I don't think...
Dude, that was the funniest thing that's ever happened to me in Ian's car. I cleaned it. I had to clean it. I was kind
of... That's awful. Shit.
Yes. I had to clean the whole thing.
Does Ian know about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's shit.
He came back in, he's like, dude, who spilled red stuff in my car? Because it was straight, black cherry.
Mike's.
So I said, dude, Cray's like, dude, I can't believe I did that. I'm so sorry, guys. And Nate goes, dude, I'm so happy you did that. This trip wouldn't have been as fun if you didn't. And then we all start laughing. Cray's all pissed. He was, like, mad at him. Like, super mad at himself.
I can't believe Nate stole his car.
And then we get to the house. I walk upstairs. I didn't say a word to anybody. I said a word to Tyler. I called Tyler outside and told him. I was like, you're going to have to take Ian outside so I can sneak back down with... I had air freshener, like, 300 paper towels. And I filled up a whole 2-liter Mountain Dew bottle full of water. And I just... He took him outside to the hot tub, and I'm carrying it down there. And, yeah, I cleaned out his car. I made Cray clean out the, like, by his door. It was, like, liquidy, like, oh, it was everywhere. But I cleaned it all off the seat.
I wouldn't even cleaned it. I couldn't.
I wasn't going to be an asshole.
What do you mean, bro? You slept in your own puke.
I know, and then I cleaned it up, but I couldn't have cleaned someone else's puke.
Yeah, but I know he definitely couldn't. Slept in it. He could have.
Bro, I puked while I was asleep. I don't know what.
Feel like it was kind of also my fault because he leans out to puke.
Me?
No. Oh. Cray leaned out to puke. And you know those tip boxes that hang out the windows?
It was definitely not your fault. You were saving Ian's
car. Okay, but you know those tip boxes that hang out the window? the big, like, red ones. Well, Craig goes, dude, pull up, pull up. And then he opens the door again. We're about to, Chaz was about to ding his door off the tip box. Craig leans out to puke. I reached all the way across, shut the door, and then it just hits Craig in the head, and then he just peeks all over the door. Oh, it was so funny.
The door was about to get blown off.
Okay, the door was about to get dinged up by a red metal box, or there was puke on it. That was clean. The door was completely cleaned off. It was just a seat. The seat wasn't looking too good. The seat still probably doesn't look too good. You know how, like, some of those seats have the little tiny holes all over the place? Yeah. It was stuck in those holes. It was horrible. Yeah, it was, like, red. I spent 10 minutes with a paper towel. I just dumped a bunch of water on the seat and just, like, scrubbed it back and forth. But then the paper towel started, like, coming apart all over the chair. So I just wiped it off and then said, fuck it. Shit happens sometimes. The parents are here. Do we want her in the podcast?
Where are my keys?
No.
It's up to them if they want to come down.
Where are my keys? Mom's here. I'll just go say hi to her real quick.
Forgot the podcast.
Dude.
Still going on.
Alex. Where are my keys, man?
I'll beat the shit out of you. Did you get your hands all black?
No.
Because that handle, like, dissolves.
Ooh. Podcast number one.
Shut up.
I need to find my keys.
Jerk up on your face.
I'd like to see you try.
They're over here.
Oh. What?
Don't act like what I just saw you do didn't happen.
What? Just sitting.
What are you talking about? Use this.
What the
fuck?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What's going on with you, man? Are you seeing shit?
No, bro. You're doing weird shit when nobody else is fucking looking at you.
Alright, I'm not taking my eyes off Alex.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here.
No, right, first time he had his eyes crossed up until they got to, like, here. And then the second time he was just. It's exactly what. Don't tell me you've never seen Alex go.
Never done that. Yes, I mean, I've done that, but I wasn't doing that then.
You just fucking did it.
I just want the podcast to keep going.
I hate you.
What?
I fucking hate you.
What are we going to talk about?
How about the Mets?
How about them Indians? How about up at 8-3 against the Rangers.
Who even are the... Who do the Rangers play for?
The Rangers? Oh, bless you, Texas. Man.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of them.
Alex, where do you go? Georgia? For how long?
17 weeks.
You're going to Georgia for 17 weeks?
Yeah.
That's shitty.
That's whatever.
It's going to be humid as hell.
Have you been swimming a bunch? Are you getting good at it?
I haven't really gotten good at getting above water, but I can swim like a motherfucker. I also haven't tried.
If you go underwater, you can't get back up.
No, like jumping in and then getting back up, I haven't practiced that a lot yet.
You're going to have to.
We need to get you.
Hey, I still am a certified lifeguard. So, whoever's pool we use, just know, I'm there.
I just call an agent.
Lance, see me, man. Sprinting.
We gotta get you in the pool.
What?
We gotta get you in the pool.
I'm fine with getting in the pool anytime, man. What? He's acting like I'm literally just talking about this pool.
No.
I watched you look over at Jake and he was just gazing down there, Jake? And you fucking did it.
I missed it again.
Missed what? You guys are fucking nuts, man.
Did the same. Man. Fuck you, Alex.
I'm getting hated on.
Squeaky chicken.
Hate on a prodigy.
Oh, I kind of want to watch Jack play God of War.
That would be kind of nice.
So let's go to Jack. Yeah. Let's tell him to play some God of War.
Alright.
Hey, Jack.
Play some God of War.
Dude, my mom went in there and looked at the bathroom and went, what the fuck?
What happened in here?
Did you actually tear it up?
Oh, dude. And then I went into the other one and my brother annihilated it. Dude, it was a double barrel. No, Isaac used the same one as me. We double barreled. We triple barreled that. If only somebody would have used my parents, dude. I think the house would have flipped upside down.
You should have told me what you guys were playing with, because I took a massive shit at my house. Bro, I had to flush like 4 times. I'm not joking.
I hate them shits.
Bro, it just kept coming out. It's because last night before I went to bed,
I'm crying.
Bro, I ate like a tub of chili, like this, like this big, and like.
Oh, dude, I hate that.
Bro, right, I saw it.
Cold as shit.
Dude, you never know how much chili is too much chili.
Chili's nice.
No, I always
ate that. I ate that little one, and then I got the big one.
Dude, I always get a bowl.
I got 2 giant things of chocolate milk, and then I capped it off with a Little Debbie's. Those Swiss rolls.
Hello.
Dude, you know the big bowls that families use for like popcorn?
Yeah.
I would like fill one of those up with chili.
Oh.
And then
you know it's so nice.
Not like all the way, but I want more than like I don't want to go back for another bowl, you know. But then I just eat it and I'm like, oh, I put too much in here. But I don't want to put it back and waste it. So I was like, I'm just gonna keep going, and then by the time I get done I'm just
like on my
phone. Oh. And it's just game over.
The best thing I do is when I get my, like, you get your chili, you get like a giant bowl, it's like this big. And before you get your chili, you crush up crackers. You put them in the bottom.
Add some cheese.
Add some cheese. You throw that hoe on there, man. And then you put some more cheese in the middle.
You look at
and some crackers.
Look at
Jeff. Tyler knows about the cheese, man.
And you stir it all up.
Cheese goes crazy.
Just look at Jack. No.
Can't say that.
Look at me.
Look at his dude.
Look at his dude.
Reed, what do you smell? Maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
I know, we're about to
leave. Imagine getting fucked by Reed.
Are they Asian?
And then he does that.
No, I want to get an Asian massage.
Imagine Reed having sex and then the girl just.
What if when he was done he just said fuck?
And then a jerk.
The bucks is buzz.
He's ready to go. Bro, he's ready to go round 2 and she says no. She goes, come on, cuz. Bucks is bum.
I always forget you.
Relax.
He stole Goldie's girl. He stole Goldie's girl.
Leah
Schultz.
Oh. Was it
nice for it?
Chill on me.
Did you do it for the meme, Reed?
Relax on me, man.
Reed, did you do it for the meme?
Bro, I hate how you hold that cord with that thing.
So he doesn't lose it. Though.
Not smart at all.
How?
What do you need it?
My shit died earlier.
So that's not charging. Charge it when you come.
My shit died earlier.
Why don't you just keep overnight? The charger in your pocket?
Because I'll lose it.
Well, that's just you being fucking stupid.
You put the hat on the speaker, man.
Ty hasn't said anything this entire podcast.
Bullshit.
Except dumbass.
That's also bullshit.
There we go.
And bullshit. He just says bullshit.
Mank's the most.
So he sits over there with my blue pillow that smells horrible. That pillow smells horrible.
Out, but he's chilling.
Did you do it for the man? Or did you?
Goldie's girl.
I don't know why I quit so early.
Huh?
I don't know why I quit so early. I mean, I don't want to do it now because I already quit, but.
Hey, you don't have to.
You don't have to quit.
Mm-mm. You don't have to do it either. It's up to you.
He set a date for the 25th, but I just wanted to be.
I probably don't.
I'll be chilling today.
Unless I don't get in the
army. Just chill out.
If I don't get in the army, then... Oh, yeah.
If you don't get in the army, I'll be pissed.
I will, too.
Because that's my promotion down the shitter.
That's my whole future down the shitter.
Actually, you have a promotion, so if you don't get in, you'd be pissed, too.
Who's my promotion?
John Klinger.
John Klinger's
my promotion. They're putting him as your promotion. So...
So you're an E2?
Not yet.
Be E8 by the time I'm about.
I'll be E9.
Oh, why do you go?
I don't be E9 either. Because if you retire of them, like, the next 2 years, you're just an asshole.
Yeah, I do want to be a DI.
What?
What? I might finish out 10. I might finish out my last 10 as a DI.
You screw it in. It should still be on the PlayStation.
Jack, be drill instructor with me.
Hand me it, I'll screw it in.
You motherfucker!
Yeah, would you take me serious if I was your
drill? I just don't want you to break the charger.
No, if I was in your face screaming like a motherfucker, you would take me serious. You'd have to, or else I'd smoke your ass off. Get out of my motherfucker!
Alex, if you got in my face right now and started screaming, I would cry.
But I'm not your drill sergeant. If I'm your drill sergeant,
okay. If I knew you prior to being my drill sergeant, I think I'd still
be. Oh, dude, I'd be able to. You motherfucker! You'd have to not let him.
That's what I'm saying, Jack. Be a drill instructor. Be funny.
Oh, dude. I kind of want to be. No,
you
I don't
fat son of a fuck. I'll smack your ass off.
I'll smack your
Jack
ass.
Jack gonna be a drill
if instructor. If I was a drill instructor,
he'd laugh.
I'd be so cool about it.
I'd be
he'd laugh. I wouldn't smoke anybody ever. And then they just go in and be all, like, lethargic and fat. Because I'd never worked them.
They'd get
but they know me as a cool. I'd be dapping everybody up on graduation. And be like,
they'd get done with you. And I'd be like, you're going to the tire pits, motherfucker.
That'd be sweet. It'd be sweet. And then as soon as like somebody gets too comfortable with me, I'd just like dap them up, and then she'd be like, gas.
Dude, I would
tire pits.
I'd make the treasure trove again, but it would just be a hole in the ground that you go to,
cigarettes.
And the only room they have is to stand there. They can't even move their arms or anything.
They have to like.
They just have to sit there for like a day, and then I'll bring them back out. She's like, "How was that?" They'll be like dehydrated.
Yeah, just
be,
do psychological shit to them.
I wouldn't be able to do
so
that.
So they go into war with PTSD.
I'd walk in with an unlive grenade, just pull the pin on, and be like, "Who fucking wants this in their bed? Who wants this in their pillowcase tonight?"
No, I just pull it and then just throw it in.
They're putting John Klinger as my promotion.
I saw him in there today.
Yeah.
Because I think his mom told my mom about it. Because I texted my mom. I said, I saw him in the office today. And she goes, yeah, I know. They're putting him in as Alex's promotion.
That would be so
And I said, all right. Cool. You make $1,000 more.
I don't even have to earn E2. I just get that shit.
Just get it.
We talking, Jake.
I mean, everybody would be tied with you after basic, but you still earn more money.
Everyone's E2 after basic.
Mm-hmm. Not me. I'll be E5.
E3. Just jump up to like Delta Force.
You do get a promotion for getting the army award, I think. But I don't know for sure.
Hey, fuck you.
What?
End of podcast.
See a stinky legs.
What? What'd you call me?
Fuck.
Fucking stinky legs.
Hey, see a beard.